can't imagine the world without an internet because there's so many great things you can do on it and there's not really any other way to get that much information.
Everything I do is online.
Explore the role of the internet with BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽。 欢迎网上收听BBC英语教学新推出的专题系列《网络生活》 My Internet.
Hi, I'm Dermot. In this series, we are exploring the role of the internet in our lives.
We are talking with people from all age groups to find out what the internet means to them.
Today's focus is online research and information.
谈谈网络信息搜索。
Okay, so my name's Heather Mendick and I work at Goldsmiths, University of London.
Hi, my name's Dea. I'm a politics and economics student in my third year and I'm 22.
Hi, my name's Philip. I'm a music student in my first year and I'm 21.
So how dependent are students and teachers on the internet for research?
I put this question to Heather, who has been leading a project to find out how young people use the internet.
When you have to study something, you go to the internet, you go to Wikipedia, you go to Google as your first point of contact. We also spoke to a group of trainee teachers. When they're planning lessons, they automatically go to the internet to find out, you know, what other people have done. Can I use Google Images for every single lesson, one person, to get an image into the PowerPoint? I think it's very, very quickly just become part of how we live. It's like mobile phones.
Heather used a good phrase, first point of contact. Wikipedia or Google have become their first point of contact.
搜索的第一站, first point of contact.
She also used the word automatically.
自动的, automatically.
Finally, she said that online research has become part of how we live.
成为我们生活方式的一部分。
When you have to study something, you go to the internet, you go to Wikipedia, you go to Google as your first point of contact. We also spoke to a group of trainee teachers. When they're planning lessons, they automatically go to the internet to find out, you know, what other people have done. Can I use Google Images for every single lesson, one person, to get an image into the PowerPoint? I think it's very, very quickly just become part of how we live. It's like mobile phones.
WWW, who can live without the internet?
The internet.
Next, Dea and Philip told me how helpful they find the internet for research.
Look out for the following words and expressions. Degree.
Degree. 文凭.
Dissertation.
Dissertation. 学位论文.
Essays.
Essays. 短论.
The plethora of data.
The plethora of data, 大量的数据.
Tabs for different songs.
Tabs, 标签.
Internet is a very important tool for research, and I use it heavily for my degree, and especially for my dissertation and for some of the essays that we have to hand in recently. You can access loads of journals online. You can buy books cheaply online. There are also videos that you can watch that might also help with your degree for free. It helped me with my course for my essay, and the internet is definitely helpful for research.
Right, excellent.
Yeah, without the internet, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing at the moment. I found the course online, which really helped.
You're a music student, aren't you?
Yeah.
So in what way does that help you enrich your experience?
The plethora of data is just immense. If there wasn't the internet, I wouldn't be able to find tabs for different songs I want to learn. Even if you haven't got a guitar tuner sometimes, you could find the notes online to tune your guitar.
So, the students can use the internet for research or to find information. How else can it help students?
For those that are researching and they're maybe doing a course to do with English language, many of the online journals that you can access also show you how to reference, because they give you a citation which you can take and print, and you can use that if you don't know how to reference for your essays or for any piece of work that you need to refer to. You can use that format, which should help you develop your referencing skills.
Good advice from Dea there on how to develop your referencing skills.
Referencing skills. 就是在写论文时候如何引证和参考的技巧。An essential skill for academic studies, I should say.
Yes. What Daya suggested is that you can access online journals, print out the citations, and use their format for your references.
可以上网看看有关的期刊，把援引或引文印下来，然后模仿着标准格式去做。Access, 使用。Citation, 援引、引文。Format, 就是格式。
Don't forget you can print out the pages or download the PDFs as well. Well, let's listen to Daya again.
For those that are researching and they may be doing a course to do with English language, many of the online journals that you can access also show you how to reference, because they give you a citation which you can take and print, and you can use that if you don't know how to reference for your essays or for any piece of work that you need to refer to. You can use that format, which should help you develop your referencing skills.
We also spoke to Primrose and David from London. They are both in their 30s and both daily users of the internet for research and information.
I use it in my work life, and I also use the internet for information. I don't watch TV. I don't have a TV at home. And so the way I keep up with news and daily events is basically going to various websites, such as the BBC website.
Yes, I use the internet a lot, both at work and at home. At work, I'm always looking up facts about other institutions, for example, and downloading a lot of published reports for my work.
It sounds like the internet has become the main research tool for a lot of people.
Yes, it's easy and free. How about you, Derm? What else do you do online?
I like to play computer games online. Remember the phrase? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Of course. Well, we'll talk about your favourite subject next week, computer games and online entertainment, 网上娱乐.
Join us again at www.bbcukchina.com. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
www. Who can live without the internet?
The internet.